不算明正道。
In the holy name of Jesus, the bad testimony of his word.
有人说
Some people say,
经验是最好的学校。
The experience is the best school.
只不过它的学费太贵了。
But, the school fees are too expensive.
那如果我们不用交学费，但是我们却能够得到这一些经验，那不是很宝贵吗？
And isn't it very precious if we can gain, such experiences without having to pay such a high price?
有一个故事说
，There was a story which goes like this.
有一个恶人作恶，那么他死后他就到地狱受报应。
There was an evil man who committed evil, and when he died, he went to hell to receive his just recompense.
在痛苦当中，他非常的后悔他生前所做的一切的罪恶。
And in the midst of his sufferings.He regretted deeply what he has done in his life.
所以等到刑期满足，他可以投胎做人的时候，他就立志，他要重新做一个好人了。
And so, when the time for his punishment was up and he was to be reincarnated to be a man, he resolved to become a good man.
当然这是一个故事了。
Of course, this is but a story.
那他要投胎之前
，and before his reincarnation,
他要喝一碗汤，叫做忘魂汤。
And he had to drink a soup, which allows him to forget his entire past.
所以他就很紧张啊。
So he grew anxious.
他说：“如果我喝了这个忘魂汤，把什么通通都忘记。
”He says, "If I were to drink this soup and I forget everything in the past,
那我要用什么东西来警戒我呢
？So what should I use to serve as a warning for me?
我会好像以前一样重新犯上我的错误的。
I will commit the same errors that I have done in my past.
我可以不可以保留这一些宝贵的经验呢
？Can I preserve this precious experiences?
管理人说不可以。
And the person in charge says no.
你必须喝，你必须忘掉一切。
You must drink this and you must forget everything.
那我用什么来警戒我呢
？So what can I use to warn myself?
管理人对他说。
The person in charge said,
你可以以别人的经验，汲取别人的经验作为你的经验。
You can use the experiences of others as your own experience.
事实上，你看到别人所作所为以及他们的下场结果如何，你应该可以得到警戒的。
And actually, when you look at the actions of others and you see, that their consequences, these can serve as warnings for you.
我们看的人也不少啊。
And we have seen many people as well.
我们也知道很多人的结局是什么。
And we know the ends of many people.
但是我们能不能够从这一些当中得到宝贵的经验呢
？But can we derive precious experiences from such people?
有多少个人肯虚心的学习，肯用心去改变自己
？How many people are willing to carefully, try to change themselves?
可是那一些肯学习跟改变自己的人，他真的是有福的。
And truly, those who, take the time to learn and to observe, they are blessed.
因为他的生活态度跟思想完全都改变了。
Because their lifestyle, their attitude towards life changes completely.
我们上一次有讲过越伯的人生观。
In the past, we have spoken about the, job concept of life.
那我们今天就来讲雅各的人生观。
And today, we'd like to talk about,
雅各。
The concept of life of Jacob.
雅各的一生可以说是子孙满堂，富贵长寿。
Jacob's life can be considered to be a blissful one in that he had many grandchildren and he had much possessions.
这不就是我们一般人所追求的目标吗
？And aren't these goals that most of us have?
他真的是子孙满堂的。
He truly had many descendants.
你看他一个人哦，单身到他的岳父家里去。
You see this young man alone went to.His uncle's house.
在那一边结婚生孩子。
And there he got married and gave birth to children.
那等到他下埃及的时候。
And when he went down to Egypt.
他一共是70人啊。
Altogether there were 70 members in his family.
不但是这样。
Not only this.
当他下埃及的时候。
When he went down to Egypt.
法老王召见他问他一个问题。
The Pharaoh of the land asked him a question.
请看创世纪的47章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪47章
Genesis 47
我们读第八节跟第九节
Verses 8 and 9 Genesis 47 verses 8 and 9 Pharaoh said to Jacob How old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life And they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage
看到这个法老跟这个雅各让我想起一句话。
When I see Pharaoh and Jacob, it causes me to remember a saying.
既忧百年无米煮，又忧无命活百年。 意思就是说，有些人哈、哦，他担心没有米来养他百年的命。
The saying goes like this: There are some people who are worried that they do not have sufficient food to sustain their life for 100 years.
好像雅各他有百年的命啊。
Just like Jacob, he has he lived to more than 100 years old.
他也有钱财
，and he too had possessions.
可是有饥荒的时候，你有钱财也买不到米啊。
But when there was a famine, even if he had money, he couldn't buy any rice.
那会饿死的。
And he will be hungry and
die. 你到埃及买米，人家提高价钱，你的财产很快就用光了。
And if he were to go to Egypt to buy some food, and people would raise the prices, his wealth will go away very fast.
他就是忧虑无米。养百年的人
，and so he was anxious or worried that he has no money or to be able to buy food to last him 100 years.
这个法老就刚刚好相反
，and Pharaoh was the complete opposite.
他很多钱财，他有很多米
，he had much possessions and he had much food.
他不忧虑无米养百年，他忧虑无命活百年
，and he was not worried that he has not enough food to sustain him for 100 years, but he was worried that he does not have the life to be able to live 100 years.
那是对他很羡慕雅各、哦、
And so he was envious of Jacob.
因为雅各有这么长的命
Because Jacob had lived a long life.
现在他发觉到
But now he realized
原来埃及的宰相就是他世宗的儿子
That the prime minister of the land of Egypt was his lost son.
这个时候他不用忧虑没有米了
At this time he may not fear that he has no food for him.
在这个时候他真的可以长命又可以富贵那是最快乐的一件事情
And now he can live his lifelong age as well as to enjoy the pleasures this is the most blissful life
这样说起来他的一生不就是很幸福很快乐了
So isn't this life then a blessed and happy one?
但是他怎么对法老说呢
But what did he say to Pharaoh?
他说我的年纪是130岁
Says I am 130 years old
但是如果要总结我的一生来说
But if I want to make a summary of my whole life
我平生的年纪又少又苦
That the days of my life are few and are evil.
是不是他不知足呢
Is it that he was not satisfied?
人到了这种的地步，你还说生活得很苦
？That for a man to reach such a stage and yet claim that his life has been a bitter one.
子孙满堂，富贵长命。
He had met much descendants and he has a long life.
你还要求什么东西
？What else do you want?
他不是讲客气话。
He was not being polite.
他讲的是心里的话。
What he spoke came from his heart.
他的心灵里面的确是苦的。
And in his heart, he truly felt sorrowful.
在肉体外面来说，他真的是享尽荣华富贵。
On the external, it seems as though he is enjoying all the pleasures of life.
可是在他心灵里面却是没有快乐的。
But in his heart, there was no happiness.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他错误的人生观念太苦了他。
Because his wrong concept of life has harmed him.
他的观念是什么
？What was his concept？
如果我们了解他的一生
，If we understand his whole life，
他的所作所为
，All his actions and behaviors，
他的前半生可以这样讲
we can say this of his early part of his life，
钱财是最宝贵也是最重要的。
That possessions or treasures are most important to him。
他认为有了钱财就有了一切。
He thought that with wealth he has everything。
这不是今天很多人同样的人生观吗
Isn't this the same concept that many of us hold today?
你要美女，你要地位，你要享受，你要环游世界，通通都要钱的
If you want to go around the world, you want to enjoy yourself in this life, you need money for everything.
所以为了得到他的享受
So in order to achieve his enjoyment in life
他真的是不择手段也不顾亲情来去得取他一切的钱财
he resorted all ways and means whether legal or not to try to achieve this wealth
他不在乎别人怎么样批评他
he did not care about how others criticize him
反正你的批评对我又不痒不痛
actually because your criticism doesn't hurt me at all
我只要得到钱财我就是成功的人
as long as I achieve wealth I'm a successful man
我就可以享受我所要享受的东西
so I can enjoy all the things which I want to enjoy
你讲好讲坏那是你的事情
so it doesn't matter whether you say good or bad about me
只要有钱就快乐了
as long as I have money I'm happy
他以为
he thought it was so
他的人生观是正确的
that his concept of life was right
可是到后来
but finally
他才知道
he realized
这钱财并不代表一切
that wealth does not mean everything
你只能够买到很多很多的东西很贵重的东西
you can only buy many many things and many precious things
但是你买不到真正有价值的永恒的东西的
but you cannot truly buy things which are eternal and precious
好那我们先讲雅各他的确是成功的
And first we talk about Jacob. He was indeed a successful man.
为什么他成功呢?
Why was he successful?
因为他很有办法。
Because he was very capable.
他很会抓。
And he could seize opportunities.
一出生他就懂得怎么去抓了。
And the moment he was born, he knew how to grab hold of them.
我们看创世纪的二十五章。
We turn to Genesis 25.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
创世纪二十五章的二十六节
Genesis chapter 25 verse 26
这里记载他的哥哥先出以他先他们是双胞胎不过哥哥以扫先出生
they were twins but his other brother Esau first came out
那么二十六节他就跟着出生了
and verse 26 records that he came after Esau
虽然他迟了一点但是他很不甘心
although he was a little bit late but he was not very happy to let go
这里记载他抓住他哥哥的脚跟出来啊
here records that his hand took hold of Esau's heel
所以他的父母就给他起名叫雅各
and so his parents gave him the name Jacob
雅各就是抓住的意思
and Jacob means the planter
你看这么小他就已经懂得抓了
You see, such a young, as a young baby, he knows how to grab hold
那他真的抓了很多很多东西
And he has truly grabbed much things for himself
在三十一节里面三十一章第一节里面记载
In Genesis 31 verse 1 it records
我们知道雅各到他的舅父的家里
We know that Jacob fled to his uncle's place.
去的时候是两手空空的。
When he went there empty-handed.
那他娶了他的舅父的女儿做妻子。
And he married the daughters of his uncle.
也在那边替他岳父打工。
And he worked for his uncle there.
可是这个打工仔最后自己变成老板。
But finally, this employee became an employer, a boss.
而且可以胜过他岳父。
And he was much better off than his uncle.
所以引起他岳父孩子们的嫉妒。
And so this caused the jealousies of the sons of his uncle.
你看第一节里面所记载的。
Look at what is recorded in verse 1.
雅各听见拉班的儿子们有话说。
And Jacob heard the words of Laban's son saying,
雅各把我们父亲所有的都夺去了。
Jacob has taken away all that was our father's.
他借着我们父亲得了这一切的荣耀。
And from what was our father's, he had acquired all this wealth.
第二节里面记载，连他的岳父对他也不客气了。
And verse 2 records that even his uncle did not look favorably upon him.
他的财产本来很少的。
Actually, he had very little possessions.
那是他所得的工钱而已。
These were but his wages.
可是他很有办法。
But he was very capable.
也加上神的祝福了。
And we add to this the blessings from God.
他的财产越来越多。
His possessions grew and grew.
所以他的岳父都嫉妒他。
And so even his uncle was jealous of him.
所以这样说起来。
So if this is so.
他是一个很成功的人。
He was a very successful man.
他抓到了一切了。
He grabbed of all things.
但是他却失去快乐。
But he lost his happiness.
什么快乐呢?
What kind of happiness?
我们看二十七章。
Look at chapter 27.
三十五跟三十六节。
Verses 35 and 36. Genesis 27 verses 35 and 36. For he said, your brother came with the seed and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said,Is he not rightfully named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me?
41节
Verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob.
说起来，以扫的人比较忠直。以扫。比较忠直，忠直比较正直，没有那么诡诈。
You can say that this Esau was not so crafty.
这个雅各真的是很诡诈的。
But Jacob was truly a crafty man.
他用手段夺取他哥哥的福气。
He used trickery to take hold of the blessings of Esau.
那但是他快乐吗
？But was he happy?
Verse 41
record.
他的哥哥以扫就怨恨雅各。
That Esau hated Jacob.
他自己这样讲。
And he said this himself.
我父亲死的时候，就是我杀死他的时候。
So the days when the day when my father dies, I will kill my brother Jacob.
所以你看，雅各得到他哥哥的钱财。
So you see that Jacob received the possessions of his brother Esau.
可是同时也得到他哥哥的憎恨。
But at the same time, he too received hatred from his brother.
他整天要提心吊胆。
And every day he has to live in fear.
虽然我的哥哥说等我父亲死的时候才杀我。
Although my brother said that he will kill me only when my father dies.
那会不会他一下子冲动起来，不管三七二十一就把我杀掉呢？
But will he, on a spur of anger, just forget about all things and kill me?
他得到钱财。
He received possession.
可是心里却不平安。
But he has no peace in his heart.
连他妈妈都担心。
And even his mother was worried.
他妈妈说这个大孩子所讲的话不是开玩笑的话。
She said the words of the eldest son is not spoken in jest.
所以四十三节他对他小儿子雅各说。
So verse 43, she spoke to the youngest son, saying,
你要听我的话。
She said, obey my voice.
逃到我哥哥就是你舅父拉班的家。
Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran.
在那边住一段日子，等你哥哥怒气消退了，我才叫你回来。
And stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, then I'll call you back.
可是他能够回来吗
？But was he able to return?
一去就去了二十年。
Once he went there for 20 years.
他妈妈以为一段时间过去就会好了。
His mother thought that it will pass away very quickly in a while.
可是足足二十年，这个怒气都没有消退啊。
But for 20 years, this anger did not abate.
而等雅各真的回来的时候
，And when Jacob truly returned,
已经看不到他的妈妈了。
He could no longer see his mother.
他失去了这一切的亲情。
He lost all this.Ties that he had.
所以他得到钱财
so he received possession.
可是他心里不安也不快乐
but he had no peace and happiness in his heart.
不只是这样
not only this.
他骗人他也被骗
he deceived others, he too was deceived.
我们看三十一章
we turn to Genesis 31.
第六跟第七节
verses 6 and 7. Genesis 31 verses 6 and 7. Now you know that with all my might I have served your father, yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times.But God did not allow him to hurt me.
当我们逼着要说谎的时候
when we are pushed to the point that we lie,
一定是为了某一些东西了
It is because of some things.
因此，为了我们的利益跟达到我们的目标啊，我们真的不顾三七二十一了
So when we want to strive our own benefits and our own goodness.We do not care about anything any longer.
我们不会考虑到什么道德，什么是亲情，什么他是我的哥哥。
We will no longer consider moral issues about human ties.
那等到我们被人家骗的时候
，But when we are deceived by others,
我们才知道那种被骗的痛苦啊。
We know the pain or suffering that a person will feel when he's being deceived.
因为我们这样的相信他
，Because we believe him.
我们这样的爱他
，We love him.
我们愿意帮助他
，And we're willing to help him.
可是谁知道这原来是一个骗局
？But we do not realize that actually he is a cheater.
那你真的是很痛苦啊。
And you truly feel hurt.
尤其这个骗你的人是你的亲人
，Especially the person who has deceived you is your close relative.
那你真的是痛上加痛啊。
Then you who have sorrow upon sorrow.
可是雅各骗他哥哥的时候，他会有这种痛苦吗
？But when Jacob deceive his other brother, do you think he felt like this?
他不会痛苦的。
He did not suffer at all.
他只是想要得到他的目的而已。
He only thought about achieving his goal.
所以他不择手段。
So he resorted to craftiness.
可是现在他在抱怨呢。
But now he was lamenting.
说他的岳父欺负他。
That his father-in-law has deceived him.
让他很痛苦。
So that he was in suffering.
可是又没有办法出声。
But there was no way he could seek for justice.
你有资格来责备人家吗
？You have the right to rebuke someone else.
你不是这样对付你的哥哥
？Weren't you treating your brother the same way?
你能够说亲情何在，道德何在吗
？Can you say that? Oh, where is our human ties?
所以他只好好像牙齿刺黄连一样啊，苦在心里。
And so he can only bear this suffering within him.
所以我们有一句话说。
So we have a saying which says this.
替人头者，人亦替己头。
If you step on the heads of others, others will step on you as well.
保罗是说，人种什么，必受什么的。
Paul said, a man will sow, will reap what he has sown.
所以他劝勉我们，说，神是轻慢不得的。好，我们看加拉太书。
Turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
我们读第七节跟第八节
verses 7 and 8 Galatians 6 verse 7 and 8 Do not be deceived, God is not mocked For whatever man sows that he will also reap For he who sows in his flesh will the flesh reap corruption But he who sows in the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life
有一些人他做不道德的事情可是没有受到审判
Some people when they commit some immoral things they are not punished
一次是这样，十次也是这样
，and this is so for once and is so also for 10 times.
因此这时候他还会害怕。
When he committed the sin the first time, he was afraid.
因为从小我们知道善有善报，恶有恶报。
Because from young we know that the good will be, the good and bad will be recompensed accordingly.
不是不报，时候未到啊。
And it's not that this recompense will not come, but the time has not yet come.
可是做了十次都没有报应。
But after 10 times committing the sin,he still has not been punished.
他就以为这句话是骗人的。
So he reckons that this thing is false.
是吓人而已。
It is but trying to scare someone.
没有一位神审判的。
There's no God who will judge.
所以那些恶人越大胆。
And so the evil men become even bolder.
连好人也变成坏人。
And even good men become evil men.
但是保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
不是的。
No.
不要自己欺骗自己。
Do not be deceived.
神是轻慢不得的。
God is not to be mocked.
你种什么，你必定收什么的。
So for whatever man sows, that he will also reap.
你逃不掉的。
You cannot run away from it.
就像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob.
他说谎。
He lied.
甚至利用神来说谎。
And he even used God to lie.
我们看他怎么样利用神说谎。
Let's see how he used God to tell his lie.
请看创世纪的27章。
You turn to Genesis chapter 27.
创世纪二十七章
Genesis 27
二十节
Verse 20 But Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord your God brought it to me.
以撒要祝福这个大儿子以扫
Isaac wanted to bless his elder son, Esau.
那么就叫以扫去打猎，然后煮美味给他吃，吃完后就祝福他了。
And so this Isaac told Esau to hunt for something and then cook it and then give it to Isaac to eat, and after that he will bless him.
他妈妈知道了，就赶快告诉小儿子雅各。
And when the mother knew of this, she quickly told the younger son Jacob.
叫雅各扮作他的哥哥去得到这个祝福。
To tell Jacob to disguise himself to receive this blessing.
可是雅各很聪明哦。
But Jacob was very clever.
他说我身上是没有毛的，哥哥身上是很多毛的。
He says, I am hairless, but my brother is full, is a hairy man.
哥爸爸虽然眼睛看不到，可是他摸得到啊。
Although my father cannot see clearly, but he can hear me.
那他一知道我说谎，我就受咒诅了。
And if he knows that I am deceiving him, I will surely be cursed.
聪明的妈妈又用聪明的方法教他。
But a clever mother used a clever method to teach him.
杀一头羔羊，用羔羊的皮穿上他的，披在他的身上。
And mother told him to kill a lamb and put the skin of a lamb upon him.
所以摸起来就是有毛了。
And so when this when the father feels him, you feel that there's their hair.
所以在二十一节，以撒对雅各说。
And so verse 21, Isaac said to Jacob.
说你亲近，你近前来让我摸摸你，看你是不是真的我的儿子以扫不是。
Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not.
那么以撒就摸他了。
So Isaac felt him.
他说声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。
So the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
他父亲怀疑他的。
His father suspected him.
为什么这么快他就打猎煮好给我吃呢？
Why is it that he has managed to hunt the game so quickly and he has cooked the meal for me?
所以你用人的方法来遮盖你身上的毛哈，可以暂时隐瞒，可是有一些事情你解释不来的。
So although you can disguise yourself by, for example, putting on this coat of hair to trick him, but there are some things you cannot hide.
你怎么这么快回来呢
？Why didn't you return so quickly？
这是一个很大的漏洞。
This was a big gap in this argument。
但是他怎么补这个漏洞呢
？So how did he cover up this hole？
他说，因为神使到我遇到好机会。
He said because the Lord your God brought this opportunity to me。
我不用去找那些猎物找上来，所以我就很快就回家了。
I need not look for the game because the game was brought before me, so I could quickly return。
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God。
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God。
这是神的带领。
This is the guidance of God。
这是神的祝福。
And it's the blessing of God。
你讲什么都可以了。
You can say whatever you want。
那你一讲到神，我们都会害怕的。
But when you talk about God, all of us go afraid。
你还敢去怀疑吗
？You still dare to doubt？
真的是神的旨意吗
？Is it truly the will of God？
真的是神的带领吗
？Is it truly the guidance of God？
还是你自己讲的哦
？Or is it something you say yourself？
你背后有没有你的手段呢？
Is there your own hands behind this work?
谁敢去责问这些问题
？Who would dare to ask such questions?
连雅各啊，连以撒，他都不敢责问。
And even Isaac did not dare to question him.
因为他知道 雅各跟他一样拜神的。
Because he knew that Jacob, like him, worshipped God.
他敬畏神的人怎么会说谎呢？
And for a God-fearing man, how would he dare tell a lie?
用哪神来说谎话？
And especially using the name of God to tell a lie.
大概他没有这个胆子吧。
Perhaps he has not such courage to say.
所以也骗过他了。
And so he too was deceived.
但是有许多人就像雅各一样。
But there are many people who are just like Jacob.
为了达到自己的目的，
in order to achieve their goal,
真的是用神来解释。
They truly use God to explain themselves.
其实这明明就是他的手段，他的方法。
Actually, this is truly his own method and his own craftiness.
但是他却说是神赐给我的好机会。
But he said this was God who brought me this good opportunity.
所以我不太喜欢动不动我们就说这是神的旨意，这是神的安排。
And so I do not like for us to be very quick to say that, oh, this is the will of God and this is the arrangement of God.
因为圣经里面告诉我们不可妄称神的名啊。
Because the Bible tells us that we cannot use the name of God in vain.
这是在诫命当中来的。
And this is from the commandment.
你不可以胡乱用神的名的。
You should not use the name of God in any way you choose.
尤其是用来为你自己解释或者是为那这一类的事情。
Especially when you use it to explain yourself.
那这更加要小心了。
And you should all the more be careful when you do this.
如果这是真的，
if this is true,
那么我们会说阿们。
You will say amen.
可是如果人家知道背后有很多很多其他的东西的，
But if others know that there are many many things which lie behind it,
就好像雅各的动作，
Just like the actions of Jacob.
他这样讲你会说 amen 吗？感谢主神的带领。
When he says such a thing, will you say amen and thank God for his guidance?
他好福气哦，神祝福他。
Oh, he's so blessed because God has blessed him.
你不会说 amen 的。
You will not say amen.
也许你不敢说出你心中的话，你只会静静，但是你不服的。
Perhaps you may not dare to speak out, but you are not happy in your heart.
但是你看一个说谎的人，
but you see, for a liar,
不只为了要达到自己的目的，
because he wants to achieve his goals,
不顾道德，也不顾亲情，连神他也不理了。
And he doesn't care about his human ties, about morals, but even God, he doesn't care about him.
那神有审判他吗？
Does God judge him or punish him?
好像没有哦。
We do not see it.
他一关一关的过了。
He has passed through one after another step.
最后还得到他父亲的祝福。
And finally, he received the blessing from his father.
他的岳父的家。
And when he reached father-in-law's house,
神也祝福他。
God to bless him.
因为他赚取钱财有一个方法，就是神告诉他的。
And because one method of how he earned much possessions was a way which God instructed him.
那不是说神同意了。
So does it mean that God agrees with him?
但真的是神同意吗？还是神任凭他？
Is it true that God truly agreed along with him?
然后到最后，
so finally,
他自己都尝到这个苦果了。
He too received this kind of action.
他也被欺骗。
He too was deceived.
他也一样痛苦。
And he too was hurt.
神让他得到他自己所种下的种子。
And God allowed him to reap the fruit of his labor.
所以他痛苦的。
So he was hurt.
可是这个痛苦不只是这样。
But his suffering was not only in this manner.
还有一个更大的痛苦。
There was a greater suffering.
他这种错误的人生观念。
His wrong concept of human life.
就是说不顾道义，不管一切，只要得到钱财。
Is that he doesn't care about anything in order to gain possessions.
会影响他的家人跟他的儿女的。
It would affect his family and even his children.
我们现在就看他的家人跟他儿女怎么影响。
So let's see how it affected his family and his children.
那就先讲他两个太太。
So let's first talk about his two wives.
这两个太太就本来是两姐妹。
And his two wives were originally two sisters.
可是他们也是相争。
But they too were at odds.
请看创世纪的三十章。
Genesis chapter 30.
第一节。
Verse 1. Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, Give me children or else I die.
第二节。
Verse 2. And Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel, and he said, Am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruits of the womb?
我们看到一些人啊，什么都争，但是这两姐妹连生儿子也要拿来争。
We see some people who will quarrel or fight over each other over anything, but these two sisters quarreled over the fact about children.
哎，那雅各也没有办法。
And Jacob could do nothing.
他可以说。
He can say,
你们是两姐妹啊
the two sisters.
你们怎么可以为了满足自己的欲望而这样斗争呢？
How can you try on account of trying to fulfill your own desires, quarrel and fight over this.
你们要和睦相爱啊。
Or you should live in harmony and love one another.
他可以这样讲吗？
Can he say such things?
他老婆会笑他的。
His wife would laugh at him.
你跟你哥哥又怎么样？
So what about you and your brother?
到今天你都不敢回家。
Until today you do not dare to return home.
你用什么手段来骗你的父亲，骗你的兄弟呢？
With what means do you try to trick your father and your brother?
你又讲什么道义和亲情？
So what do you want to talk about such morals or ethics?
他只好气在心里，苦在心里啊。
He can only be angry within himself.
所以他两个老婆根本都不尊重他在这一方面。
And so his two wives do not respect him in this aspect.
也是一样，为了要达到他们的目的，不管亲情，只是斗争。
And because they wanted to achieve their own goals, they do not care about their own human ties, and they fought one another.
那么他们求神，神怜悯啊，就帮助他。
And so they pleaded to God, and God had mercy, and God helped them.
那就让拉结生孩子，那么有了孩子可以满足，不是不用斗争吗？
And so God allowed Rachel to give birth to a child, and with a child, won't there be no more quarrels?
那么他真的生了个孩子了。
And truly Rachel had a son.
所以第六节里面记载。
So verse 6 says,
他给这个孩子起名叫胆。
She gave this son the name Dan.
那么我们中文小字说，这个胆的意思就是说神伸冤了。
And the meaning of Dan is God has judged.
第六节讲得很清楚。
Verse 6 says very clearly.
神伸了我的冤，也听了我的祷告。
God has judged my case and he has also heard my voice.
神真的替他伸冤吗？
Has God truly been a judge for her?
倒不如说神怜悯他们。
We can say on the other hand that God had mercy on them.
给恩典他们。
Had given grace to them.
虽然你是不对的。
Although you are wrong.
你是要争取胜利的。
That you are trying to strive to be victorious.
真的替他伸冤，站在一边来帮助他。
But doesn't mean that God has vindicated her and has stood on her side.
可是他不懂得神的恩典。
But she did not know about the grace of God.
他以为神站在我这一边了。
She thought that God was standing on her side.
所以他又求第二个儿子。
So she pleaded for a second child.
那么神又给他。
And God gave him another.
那你看第八节，他给这儿子叫什么名
？And see what name he has given this child?
叫做拿布他利。
Naphtali.
拿弗他利的意思就是相争得胜的意思。
Naphtali means wrestling and being victorious.
他说我跟我姐姐大大相争并且得胜。
He said, with great wrestling, I have wrestled my sister and indeed I have prevailed.
所以叫做拿弗他利。
And so his name was Naphtali.
所以你看一个人的思想一错再错。
So you see, the way a man thinks, the moment he's wrong, he continues in his error.
神给他恩典是要帮助他。
God gives her grace to help her.
反倒她以为神站在她那一边更加的骄傲。
But on the other hand, she thought that God was standing on her side and she got even prouder.
但是后来她的姐姐又生孩子。
But then her elder sister gave birth to another child.
你读下去，她一连生了好几个，可是她没有得生哦。
And you read on that the elder sister gave birth to several children, but she no longer could give birth to any.
这样她又输了咯。
So now she's lost once again.
她又求神。
So she pleaded with God again.
我们的神真的是很怜悯、很慈爱的。
Our God is indeed a merciful and compassionate God.
神又给他生一个儿子。
God allowed her to have another child.
我们读二十二节。
Look at verse 22.
这里说神顾念拉结，就应允了他，使他能够生育。
Then God remembered Rachel and God listened to her and opened her womb.
那她很高兴。
And she was very happy.
她说神除去我的羞耻了。
That God has taken away my reproach.
所以她给这个儿子起名叫约瑟。
So he gave this son the name Joseph.
约瑟是什么意思呢？
What does Joseph mean?
中文小字说是增添的意思。
The Chinese it literally means God will add.
所以他求神啊，除了给他这个约瑟，再给他多一个。
And so she pleaded to God, besides giving me this son, give me another son.
他还是不能够明白神的恩典。
She still couldn't understand the grace of God.
他总是想错一方面。
She kept on thinking on the wrong way.
神还是帮助我的。
God is still helping me.
我以为我的骄傲斗争，神不喜欢，不让我生，让姐姐生多几个。
I thought that because my pride and my wrestling with my sister, God does not like me, and she allows my sister to give birth to more children.
那现在我又生多一个了。
But now I have another son.
哦，原来神也是站在我这一边的。
Oh, God is standing on my side.
要几次人才会明白过来呢？
How many times does this need to happen before men understand?
这一次就惨了。
And this time, there was trouble.
请看三十五章。
Look at chapter 35.
神真的给他生多一个孩子了。
God truly gave her another son.
可是这个时候怎么样呢？
But what happened this time?
请看创世纪三十五章。
Genesis chapter 35.
16节到18节。
This is 16 to 18.
这里记载他们走一段的路到某一个地方，突然间他就要生产了。
And here records about them traveling a little distance to a certain place when by suddenly Rachel was troubled in child labor.
而这一次是难产，所以她很痛苦。
And this time it was a difficult labor and she was in great suffering.
那细节说，正在最痛苦的时候，终于生下来了。
And in her greatest suffering, she bore the son.
可是她却因此死了。
But because of this, she died.
十八节记载，他将近死的时候，他给他的儿子起名叫便儿尼。
And just before she died, she called this son the name Ben Oni.
便儿尼是什么意思呢
？What does Ben Oni mean?
我的患难
，My sorrow.
你看他前面生几个儿子都有他的意思的。
You see, the sons that she has bore previously, all the names have some meaning.
神替我伸冤呐、
啊。God has judged.
神使我相争得胜呐、
啊。God has allowed my wrestling to be prevailed.
神在给我增添呐、啊。
And God has added to me.
可是现在他醒悟过来了。
But now she awoke from all this.
他不懂得这是神的恩典。
She did not realize that all this was the grace of God.
他还要继续去斗争。
And she wanted to continue to strive over this.
结果就变成恩典变成患难了。
And so grace became suffering.
他醒悟过来了。
And she awoke from all this.
我错了。
I've done wrong.
可是已经太迟了。
It was too late already.
哎，雅各也很痛苦。
And Jacob indeed was suffering too.
为什么会这样呢
？Why is it like this?
大家只是为了自己的目的和利益而斗争。
Now everyone strive and toil for the sake of their own benefit.
不把神的道理放在耳中，也不把亲情看在眼中。
They do not put the word of God in their ears and do not look upon human time.
所以他的确是痛苦的。
And so he was indeed suffering as well.
好了，妻子死了。
So the wife died.
那没有得好争呢。
So there's nothing else to quarrel.
他儿子长大了。
His son grew up.
那应该感觉到安慰了。
So he should be comforted.
但是这十二个儿子让他更加痛苦。
But his 12 sons gave him even more sorrow.
他们兄弟也是一样。
The brothers were the same.
嫉妒他的小弟弟约瑟。
They were jealous about the younger son Joseph.
因为他做梦。
Because he had a dream.
将来他要做大
in the future he will be the greater among them
他梦到他们去田边各收稻哈割稻
he dreamt about them going to the fields to bind the sheep
那么哥哥们所收割的一捆捆的稻米哦向他们那一捆稻米下拜哦
and all the sheep that his brothers gathered bowed down before the sheep which he had gathered
那么表示将来他要做大，哥哥要向他下拜吗
？And this is to show that in the future he will be the greatest among them, and that his brothers have to bow down before him.
如果真的你的弟弟真的是成为一个伟大的人物
，If your younger brother truly has become a great man,
我们是不是应该为他高兴呢
？Shouldn't we be happy for him?
但是他们却不是高兴
，But they were not happy.
反倒嫉妒
，But rather they were jealous.
最后也想要把他杀掉呢
？And finally they thought about killing him.
结果没有杀掉，就把他卖掉。
They did not kill him, but finally they sold him away.
以后他在埃及做了埃及的宰相。
And finally, when he was Egypt, he became the prime minister of the land.
这一段时间
，and throughout this period of time,
雅各心灵实在是很痛苦。
Jacob's heart was truly in deep sorrow.
所以他回想他这一生啊。
So when he recalled back his past,
他得到的是什么
？What did he achieve?
很多钱财
，much possessions.
但是他失去的却是更多。
But he has lost even more.
难怪他对法老说。
No wonder he said to Pharaoh,
我一生的年就是130岁。
That I am 130 years.
但却是又少又苦的。
But they are few and evil.
他明白过来了。
He understood all this.
圣经这样说。
The Bible says,
请看箴言15章。
Proverbs chapter 15,
16 and 17节。
Verses 16 and 17. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 16 and 17. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord.Then great treasure with trouble. Better is a den of herbs where love is than fatted calf with hatred.
这两句话讲得很好的。
These two verses are spoken very well.
过来人都会很同意这两句话。
And people would agree with such things.
少有财宝，敬畏耶和华，强如多有财宝，烦乱不安。
Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble.
你吃肥牛，但是彼此相恨，有什么意义和快乐呢
？And what's the meaning whereby if you're feasting with a fatted calf, but there's hatred, when it's compared to a den of herbs where love is.
我们宁愿吃蔬菜，但是彼此相爱。
We rather eat den of herbs where love is there.
物质的快乐跟心灵的快乐哪一样才是更重要？
What is more important, physical happiness or the happiness of the soul?
我们跟雅各一样
，We are like Jacob.
我们以为钱财、物质的享受才是最重要。
We think that possessions, wealth, and enjoyment of such things are the most important.
可是当你失去一些更宝贵的时候，你才后悔莫及啊。
But when you lose some things which are even more precious, then you will be regretful.
有一个很有钱的人，也是很成功的人。
There was a very wealthy man and a very successful man.
他整家都搬到美国去了。
His whole family migrated to the United States.
因为他的儿女在美国都是有名的人物。
And his daughters were prominent people in America.
所以他在那边真的是享受他的晚年呐。
And so he was enjoying his latter years over in America.
他很想念他的老朋友。
And he longed for his old friend.
所以叫他的老朋友去探访他。
And so he asked his old friends to pay him a visit.
这个老朋友却是一个穷人。
But his old friend was a poor man.
所以他出一切的费用给他
and,
去探访他。
So he spent all that he had to pay his friend a visit.
老朋友见面当然很快乐啦。
Of course, when old friends meet, they are very happy.
这个穷的老朋友很羡慕他。
And so this old friend, this poor friend, envied this friend who was wealthy.
看到他一切所拥有的。
To see all the things that he had.
他竟不知说，他说老兄，你真的是一个很有福气的人啊。
And he could not help but saying, friend, you are indeed a very blessed man.
这个所谓很有福气的人，他就静静对他说。
And this so-called blessed man silently said to this man.
你说的一点都没有错。
What you've said, you are completely right.
我的确是有福气。
I indeed have blessing.
不过呢，你看到是我的福，你看不到我的气。
You can see my blessings, but you cannot see the anger that I have.
这个，我们中文哦，福气哦是可以分开来的，一个福跟一个气哦。你看到我的福，但是你看不到我的气。我所受的气呢？
The Chinese word for blessing, there are two radicals. So they say that you can only see my external blessings, but you cannot see the pain that I've suffered.
有怒气，有怨气，有嫉气，不是嫉气，给黑啊，给黑。
You do not see all the pain and sufferings which I've endured.
家丑不可外扬啊。家里一些不好听的事情不讲出去。
Yeah, we do not air dirty linen in public.
所以我们只是看到这里富贵人家的外表的富贵，但里面的那一些东西，我们怎么知道呢
？So we only see the external wealth and beauty, but we do not see what's inside it.
传道书第五章十二节里面有一句话这样说。
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 15.
第二十二节。
Right, Exodus 5 verse 12 says this.
劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得香甜；富足人的丰满却不容他睡觉。
The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep.
我们穷的时候睡木板，我们觉得睡得不舒服。
When we are poor, we sleep on the wooden planks. We find that we have difficulty in sleeping.
现在我们有碳工床啦，大奔向的大工碳工床。
Now we have our king size spring mattresses.
甜，那你睡得甘甜吗
？So is your sleep very sweet?
我们以前担心没有工作啦，下大雨不能够做工就挨肚子了。
In the past, we are worried about our jobs because when it rains, we have no work to do, therefore we will grow hungry.
但是现在我们还忧虑这一些吗
？But now, are we still anxious about such things?
我们比以前更富足了。
We are more, we are richer than before.
但是我们却心灵比以前更多的烦恼。
But our hearts are more troubled than in the past.
如果我们常常跟一些老上了年纪的人谈话
if we talk to the more senior members,
我们都可以从他们的话中可以听到
we can hear from their words
如果能够的话，他们宁愿好像以前一样。
If it's possible, they would like to go back to the past.
虽然穷了一点，可是大家很开心。
Although they were a little bit poorer, but they were happier.
人与人之间很有人情味。
That there is much closeness between men and men.
很有亲情。
And it's very close ties.
可是今天有了钱财。
But today when there's wealth.
可是却没有了人情味。
But there's no longer this close human tie.
儿女的亲情都没有了。
And there's even no ties between a parent and child.
他们每一个都是成功的。
Everyone is successful.
但是每一个人也因此是忙的。
But because of this, everyone is busy.
所以你好像得了很多东西，但想起来，我们失去更宝贵的东西。
It seems as though you have achieved much, but actually you have lost much.
所以箴言第十章二十二节有一句话这样说。
So in Proverbs 10 verse 22, there's a saying which says this.
箴言十章二十二节。
Proverbs 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
只有福没有气的。
Only a blessing and no sorrow.
神只是赐给你福，但是没有赐给你气，你不用受气的。
God only gives you blessing, and he doesn't give you or add to you sorrow.
没有忧虑，没有怨气，没有怒气，也唔使激气。
There's nothing to be worried and to be anxious and to feel hurt about.
这才是真正的福啊
！And these are the true blessings.
这才是心灵的平安和快乐。
And these are the happiness and peace in the heart.
所以雅各醒悟过来了。
And so Jacob, awoke from all this.
因此他追求和睦。
And so he sought pursue after harmony.
他祷告求神赦免他。
He prayed to God to forgive him.
也求神帮助他的哥哥原谅他。
And to ask God to help his other brother forgive him.
那么神真的帮助他
，and God truly helped him.
他哥哥也真的原谅他
，and his other brother truly forgave him.
可是有一样我们不可以忘记
，but it's one thing we cannot forget.
我们看创世纪三十三章
，turn to Genesis chapter 33,
第三节
，verse 3. Genesis 33 verse 3. Then he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother.
第四节
，verse 4. But Esau ran to meet him.And embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept.
当他接近他哥哥的时候
，when he drew near to his brother,
他一连七次伏在地上。
He bowed himself to the ground seven times for his brother.
他哥哥骑在马上。
His brother was on a horse.
看见他的弟弟远远而来。
When he saw his younger brother from afar,
他又送了很多的礼物。
He too presented him with much presents.
他又祷告求神帮助。
And he prayed to God for God to help him.
可是最重要的
，but finally,
是他的行动。
Was his actions is most important.
一种认罪悔改的行动。
Action that shows his repentance.
也感动了他的哥哥。
And his actions move his brother.
一连七次匍匐在地上。
And he bowed himself to the ground seven times.
以扫在这个时候。
At this time when Esau saw this.
他下去迎接他。
He ran to meet him.
又抱住他。
Embraced him.
两个人都哭了。
And both of them wept.
回想以前。
When they recall the past.
为了这个钱。
For the sake of money.
为了利益。
For the sake of status.
大家相争相恨
啊、they strove against one another and hated one another.
就这样浪费了我们二十年的时间。
And because of this, they wasted 20 years of their life.
还要继续这样下去吗
？Are they to continue on in such a manner?
还是应该停止的
？Or should they stop?
改变我们的人生观
？To change our concept of life.
尤其看到他的弟弟
，especially when he saw his brother.
这种真诚的悔改
，to see that he showed a true repentance.
我们常常说，求神原谅。
We often say we ask God for forgiveness.
我们也求人原谅
，and we ask other men for forgiveness.
我已经祷告向神认罪了。
I've already confessed my sins before God.
如果是这样
，if it's so，
你能够得到和睦吗
？Can you achieve harmony？
你得不到的。
You are unable.
因为你要向神认罪是很容易的。
Because it's very easy to confess your sins before God.
你要向人认罪就不简单了。
But it's not easy to confess your sins before man.
你肯像雅各一样
？Will you be like Jacob？
真的爱慕这个和睦。
To truly treasure this harmony,
真的要消除彼此间的怨恨
，and to want to resolve all the hatred.
用你的行动来说明
you must prove it with your actions.
真的谦卑匍匐在地
，and truly with humility he bowed himself to the ground.
有神的帮助
，with God's help.
有真诚的悔改行动
with our true and sincere actions of repentance.
你才能够得回宝贵的和睦相爱的。
Then can you retrieve once again the precious harmony and peace and love?
所以他得到快乐了。
So he received his happiness.
因此我们要学习。
Hence we must learn.
好像诗篇一百三十三篇第一节所说的。
Just like what is recorded in Psalm 133 verse 1.
和兄弟和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
That Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
这需要饶恕，也需要真诚的悔改。
And this requires forgiveness and true repentance.
听说在中国河北保定啊，有一个外国人的纪念墓碑。
It seems that in a certain place in China, there is a memorial for a foreigner.
是纪念一个外国医生。在那边行医，可是最后在满清末期的时候啊，被那些所谓义和团的人杀死了。
This memorial was placed there in remembrance of a foreign doctor who went there to preach the gospel, but towards the end of the Manchu dynasty, he was being killed by a certain organization.
他知道他的命很危险的时候
，when he knew that his life was in danger，
他写了一封信给他的儿子。
He wrote a letter to his son.
他儿子在美国耶鲁大学。
And his son was studying in a university in the United States.
那一封信里面这样说。
And in the letter, it goes like this.
他现在的处境很危险。
Yes, now I am in great danger.
也许有一天他就要为主而殉道而死了。
And perhaps one day I will die for the sake of Jesus Christ.
我祈求的。
But what I ask for.
就是不要把仇恨进入你的内心。
Is that...hatred does not enter into your heart.
反倒我有一个盼望。
But rather, I have another hope.
我希望你毕业以后能够到中国来。
I hope that after your graduation, you will come to China.
继续我的志愿。
To continue my goal.
一方面做医生医治他们的病，一方面做传教士救他们的灵魂。
On one hand, to be a doctor and to save a life. On the other hand, to become a preacher to save their soul.
把耶稣基督的爱和饶恕告诉这一些杀死我的人。
To tell these people who have killed me the love of Jesus and his forgiveness.
他爸爸这封信让他的儿子很伤心，但是也得到很大的安慰。
And this letter of the father caused his son to feel very sorrowful but much comforted.
他真的正如他父亲所愿望的。
And he truly fulfilled the desires of his father.
饶恕这一些杀害他父亲的中国人。
He forgave this Chinese people who killed his father.
毕业后他真的到中国去。
And after his graduation, he truly went to China.
去传福音给这一些杀死他父亲的人。
To preach the gospel to those who killed his father.
这就是爱。
This is love.
这就是敬畏神。
This is fearing God.
这是我们应当要学习的。
And this is what we ought to learn.
雅各的一生是错误的。
Jacob's whole life was wrong.
但是他懂得悔改。
But he knew how to repent.
到最后
，finally，
他才明白。
He realized，
敬畏神才是最重要的。
It's most important for us to fear God.
你抓到世界上的一切
，you may grab hold of everything in the world.
可是如果你没有抓到神
，but if you're not grab hold of God，
当你死的时候
，when you die，
你怎么面对呢
？How can you face him？
所以希伯来书的作者这样的结论。
So the author of Hebrews, concluded in such a manner.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11,
21节
verse 21. Hebrews 11 verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff.
他给儿子祝福什么呢?
What did he bless the sons with?
如果你看回创世纪,
if you turn back to Genesis,
他所祝福的,
his blessing,
他告诉他的子孙,
he told his descendants,
神是一生牧养我的神。
That God is the God who is the shepherd of my whole life.
但你们也一样敬拜这一位神。
So may you too worship this true God.
他已经明白了。
He already understood.
神才是牧养我一生的。
That God is the shepherd of my life.
不是钱财才是我们一生最重要的。
It's not that wealth or possessions is the most important thing in life.
所以到最后。
So finally,
临死之前
before he died,
他还是一样伏坐帐头敬拜真神。
He still worship God leaning on the top of the staff.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
And the Lord God help us.
在我们的生活里面
in our lives,
让我们能够学习雅各
that we can learn from Jacob.
能够一生抓住神
that for his whole life we can grab hold of God.
过着兄弟和睦相爱的生活
and to lead a life of peace and harmony between brethren.
这种人生观才是宝贵的。
This concept of life is most precious.